Hello, everyone. Welcome to WD Carousel Podcast. My name's Ian.
I'm Crystal.
And I'm Laurel.
And we get to do some resort stuff.
Oh, it's been
1,000 years.
Such a crick in the neck. I mean, that's normal. We're old now.
Yeah, time has passed. It's been 86 years. So
last we left off, I think we had hit the moderates now, right?
We've entered the moderates now. I think we did Coronado.
And to be honest, there aren't as many moderates as you were, like, we were looking into them and like, okay, what do we got to do? What's next? What's going on in the
list? Yeah.
And there's Coronado.
Yep.
There is
Caribbean Beach,
both of which I believe we did.
I believe so.
Mm-hmm. And then, so what's left is we're gonna have our Port Orleans and Riverside. We're gonna be doing French Quarter, and I'm just rambling.
Yeah.
Yay.
Welcome to this episode
where we're the first time we've been
much
all together.
Much like Riverside Rambles.
The way that Riverside rambles. So this week we are talking about Port Orleans, the resort, which is comprised of two sections that we'd said earlier, which is Riverside and French Quarter, and we can get into a little bit of the details there.
Yeah. Don't listen to me and confuse the names over and over again. Because when I first went, it actually had a different name, which is fairly problematic. Yeah, I understand why they changed
it. They changed it pretty early.
Yes, but let's just say it rhymes with Pixie Landing.
Pixie Landing.
Which, growing up, is what I thought it was.
Yeah.
But then I realized what the name was.
And the connotations.
And the connotations behind it. My mom's like, no, it's always been Pixie Landing. And I'm like, okay, Mom. Got it.
Yeah. So, in terms of timing, Disney's Port Orleans French Quarter, which was the first of the property, part of the property to open, was on May 17th, 1991, which it's a much smaller section, and it had 1,008 rooms, and they went for like a very French Quarter kind of Mardi Gras kind of look, especially in like the 90s, it was kind of very over the top.
Oh yeah,
the main quick service area. It had like insane.
It was supposed to be like a float factory,
right.
So they had all of these float pieces. No, they've changed it.
Is it?
Yeah,
they've updated it.
They did. It made me kind of sad. Actually,
that's sad. Last time I went there, it was that way.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Now it's very like
it's modern.
Yeah, they kind of went just kind of more. It's more generic. Like it looks like it kind of like all the rest of them do.
Versus Mardi Gras exploding in there.
Yeah.
Gestures. I'm just gonna not talk this episode. Y'all can interpret.
We all have
for
to take turns not being able to talk for an episode. It's usually me. So.
I know. You warned us before this episode that you wouldn't be able
to talk
well.
And so far, it's been fine.
You transferred it to me.
Yes, I'm so sorry. Then the second one, which I don't know if anyone wants to take over or I'm just going to keep talking forever. Laurel.
The second one, which is now named Port Orleans Riverside, but was originally Disney's Dixie Landing Resort, opened on February 2nd, the best day of the year, because it is my birthday. You're welcome.
Oh, my God.
1992.
But you were born before 1992.
Unfortunately, we don't need to talk about that.
Way to call her out.
But, you know.
Hey, she's not a baby. It's allowed.
The resort was supposed to follow kind of more of the antebellum South with the plantations and stuff like that, which is kind of problematic.
Yeah, it's on trikes. Yep.
It's on trikes. I love that. And on the Mississippi River, and there's two zones. There's Alligator Bayou, which has about 1,024 rooms.
Yeah.
They're kind of rustic. They're supposed to look kind of more like weathered lodges, like the country.
Down home country style. Like where they grow Tabasco sauce or something.
They grow Tabasco sauce in the swamp,
in their front yard.
Which are real. That's
just
a real
the
thing.
Bottles of Tabasco hanging off of plants.
Like on that. Yeah.
It's not matured yet. They're only the travel size Tabasco jars. We need to make sure that they grow a little bit
they're
longer.
They're green, too, at first. It's the whole thing.
And then Magnolia Band has
Your Southern came out on that one.
There it was.
Also has 1,024 guest rooms. And that's more styled like Grand Manor plantations. Mm-hmm.
Nothing problematic there, I'm sure.
I will say, when I was in Pixie Landing, we stayed in the bayou side of things.
Okay, so you're in Alligator Bayou.
I was in the Alligator Bayou.
Oh,
which I could have sworn was connected to the tree houses in Saratoga Springs, but I don't believe it actually is.
No, no way. So.
Or like it wasn't at that point.
Right.
But for some reason,
I think because when you're on those boats, you go right by the tree houses.
Yeah.
So in my mind, I kind of associated it with that too. But I think like as a kid, it's like, oh, that's, that must be part of the same area we're in.
Yeah. Your southern accent still kind of out a little bit.
I know. You know what? Once it comes out, you can't really put it away.
And that's what I'm excited about because I want to just keep it rolling for the rest of this episode. Do what we can. Okay. So, so these were then launched as two entirely separate resorts.
Yep.
Until March of 2001, which is an interesting time that exists. It was just prior to September 11th, right? It was like right.
Correct. They had no idea it was coming.
And no, but it's like such a weird, like, it was right before.
But that's when they were doing a whole bunch of other updates, and they were really focused on resorts, because that's when Pop Century was coming out. And they were doing a whole bunch of other stuff.
Oh, yeah. I suppose it was right.
That's why they stopped.
Yeah, that's right, because then the whole, like,
spoiling.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Sorry.
It's okay.
So, yeah. So the, and then in 2001, both resorts began to kind of change their signage, so they kind of created a more unified Port Orleans name, and then they were able to ditch the Dixie Landing nomenclature for that.
I like that they made it through so many rounds of approvals before. Well, and then a few years later, like, actually, no.
Yeah. Wasn't that long ago.
I mean, there was a very popular country group out there
Who are extremely progressive, so it's like double shocking.
Just no one was thinking about it at the time.
No.
Yeah. And they've sent for that. Anyway, a separate deal. But, so then they were able to do that. Now, a couple of things happened besides just the signage here. And we should mention these were linked by boat, but we'll get to that a little bit more later. Mm-hmm. Two things happened. First of all, French Quarter had, I'm sorry, story time. French Quarter had a sit-down restaurant, Bon Famille Café.
Did we pronounce that right?
Bon Famille.
Bon Famille. There we go.
I had to get the southern person to translate.
It's Creole, it's not.
It's more southern than Minnesota.
Yes, French, yes. So that was a full sit-down table service restaurant. And I, for a long time, thought I was crazy, because when I was really young, my parents, it was one of the very first places I stayed at Disney was Port Orleans French Quarter. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we went, and I had this memory of sitting in a table service restaurant, looking at this, like, wall fountain feature thing, and, like, I'm positive this is in French Quarter. Like, in my brain is just always associated together, and every time I've gone since, I'm just like,
where is it?
Where would it have been? Like, yeah. I can't even
that's what
picture.
I was thinking. I was like, where would it have been?
I know.
It's part of it was where Alley Cat Lounge is now, right?
Scat Cat.
Sorry, Alley Cat. Classic. Classic. Anyway, so they got rid of that entire restaurant, and it's still there. Like the courtyard area and stuff. It's all kind of there, slightly hidden. And they opened it in 2015 as a test trial run for a family service thing, but it didn't last the whole year. So they kind of closed it back up, and people were sad again.
And only recently they turned it into Scat Cat Jazz Club.
Jazz Club.
And that opened right before the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And they were offering, that's the first place on property they were offering the Mickey shaped beignets.
Yes.
Not even their quick service.
Right.
Well, was offering the Mickey shape. They were offering beignets, but they weren't doing the Mickey shape.
And they had a smaller version of Scat Cats before.
It was the cafe. Oh, yeah.
So they had musicians in there in the evening, but it was a very small, like, corner of a room stage. Yeah.
And then they moved it, and then they created the cafe in that old space. Yeah. And then, anyway, we're going to get to that. But anyway, yes, that's,
and
it is interesting.
And we digress like normal.
Yeah, that's okay. That's how we roll. And as well, I also remember us renting a Surrey bike at French Quarter, and I'm like, where they weren't there anymore, and lo and behold, it's only at Riverside now. So anyway, these were things that I found.
Well, and it's like Riverside took some of the recreation and French Quarter took some of the recreation. So when I stayed in, we're just going to keep calling it Riverside.
Yeah.
there wasn't really a pool in the area that we were staying in, the bayou area. So if I wanted to go swimming, I had to actually go over to the pool at the
French Quarter?
Yeah.
Really?
With the dragon.
Oh, wow. Because the pool now is totally different.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Wild.
I mean, it's been a number of decades since I was there for my first trip ever to Disney.
Right,
but,
right.
You know, it, the memory that you have of, okay, so this is where you did this and this is where you did that, it's like they took everything and divided it up between the two. So, like, you can actually, and they just brought it back, get horse-drawn carriage rides.
Oh, yeah.
But only at French Quarter, last I heard.
That's my impression.
They will drive you through Riverside, but they won't actually, you can't get a pickup at Riverside.
Which is ironic, because that's really where you need to get a ride. It's how big it is.
Yeah, that's the part of, like, French Quarter I always loved staying there, is because there's one bus stop. It's relatively small. There's not really a bad place to have a room.
The footprint is so tiny.
Yeah, it's great.
It's really compact. It's shockingly
Before
compact.
Before we joined DVC, that's where we always stayed.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful, too.
It is.
Because we kind of ran past the rooms of French Quarter.
Yeah.
But every single one feels like you're down on, you know, Bourbon Street or something.
Yeah.
Different style buildings.
Different,
where they made sure to have different ironwork and
colors. And
And they have like horse,
like tie poles on the street.
Yes, and all
they have
that.
Like the old style lanterns on the street, and all like the walkways look like streets.
And they have brick walkways too, so that way you're getting the cobblestone
with
feel.
Squares. And they have squares between the buildings with like, like I remember there was one at the
fountain. Like the plaza.
Exactly.
So this,
it's really nice, and then and they're both on the river.
And
but
it's normally quieter too.
It is. It's compared
I think
to,
less and cheaper there.
I think so too.
There's no princess rooms like there are at Riverside.
Right.
It's just very standard.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think the theming just speaks to adults, maybe older kids more.
Yeah. It's one of the most understated.
Every adult needs to go down the Dragon's Tongue slide. Right?
I have not done that. I stayed there twice with a pool view and never went down,
down the slide.
With King Triton riding
on
top.
Riding on top.
It's delightful.
It's a whole thing. It's actually a fun pool.
That speaks adult
to me. It is a vibe.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, with those is after having stayed at Caribbean Beach again after a long time of only going to Port Orleans or like Animal Kingdom or wherever, I didn't realize how nice those rooms were.
Yeah.
Like the rooms at French Quarter are honestly like, and we talked about that already, but like the bathrooms and stuff, like the actual bathroom layout and stuff, it all feels like it's newer fixtures, everything just feels like they've done a good job of keeping it up to date. Not that like Caribbean Beach is falling apart by any means or anything, but it's just much older looking, you know, in terms of its updates.
Yeah, I think that Caribbean Beach, not to get way off track, but I think it just falls prey to that it's so,
so big.
How do you update it affordably?
And
I think French Quarter has a better budget per room, probably.
Right? Exactly. They get like not that different of a budget. They No, that's absolutely
last thing I'll state about the buildings in French Quarter is they are the only one of these two properties that actually have elevators. If you are staying at Riverside, they are two stories, and two-story buildings do not have elevators. So if you are ADA that need to have assistance getting up to your room, buy an elevator.
On the first floor.
Yeah.
Either stay on the first floor or
Port Orleans
stay
French Quarter
French
has.
Quarter.
Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, wrapping up the whole idea with the merger here of the two.
Sorry, I keep cutting
off. No, that's fine. Whatever. That's usually my thing. Why do we keep switching today? It's weird.
I don't know.
So anyway, so now this has taken us to the Port Orleans Resort as a whole now has 3,056 rooms, which is the single largest resort at all of Walt Disney World property. And Riverside alone technically would be number two.
Which seems very strange to me.
I know, because like going to All Stars, like it must be more here.
Oh, or Coronado has so many buildings.
Saratoga,
yeah.
Caribbean Beach has so many buildings.
Yeah. So it is wild that it is that big, but technically that is, and I didn't ever look up what the third largest was, and I forgot. That's my own problem.
It's okay.
Thanks.
I'm sure it's one of the ones we mentioned.
I'm sure it is. Yeah, absolutely. So dining.
Yes.
I mean, we talked a bit about it.
A little bit, yes, about the you know?
The only thing that we missed as far as the food in French Quarter goes would be the Mardi Gras pool bar.
Yeah. So, so the Mardi Gras pool bar is right by the main King Triton kind of pool area. French Quarter does not have smaller quiet pools. That's like other
It doesn't have smaller quiet pools, yeah. But it does have a hot tub.
It does. It does. It does have a hot tub. So that's pretty cool.
I spent some time there.
It's nice, nice. And then officially naming Sasagula Floatworks and Food Factory is the thing we were talking about. That was all dolled up for Mardi Gras.
It used to be Floatworks.
It used to be a Floatworks.
It used to be amazing.
Yeah, and now it's kind of a quick service. And it doesn't look bad. It's just not exciting anymore.
No, but they do have Southern style.
Yes. They do.
Food they options. Do. Yeah. So if you want to have your roux and
grits and
everything, you can have all of that there.
Grits. I'm trying to keep her in her excellent accent.
Listen, I'm going to need a bigger drink.
And then moving over to Riverside, that's the only place where you're going to have a sit-down restaurant anymore.
Yeah.
And that's Boatwright's Dining Hall. It used to be the fancy restaurant between the two, like the steakhouse, but then when we got rid,
personally are making these decisions.
When Crystal made the decision
to
shut down Bon Fami.
Yes. Wow. They turned it into casual dining. Mm. I do believe it's open now post-pandemic.
Yes. Yes. But it's dinner only, which I think is interesting.
Yeah. And then their Riverside Mill Food Court, another quick service. I have never eaten there, so I'm not quite sure if that's Southern-style food as well.
I've never stayed at Riverside. My parents
I've never
did
stepped
once.
Into
yeah.
Riverside.
Yeah, I've never even been on property there.
Well, we're going to have to fix that.
Yeah.
Muddy Rivers is their pool bar.
Yep.
That now exists. And then finally, the River Roost Lounge. Mm. And that one has live music. That's where they used to do Yeehaw Bob was there, and he was a big, famous.
Very popular.
I say famous in the Disney scope, let's be honest. singer and performer, comedian. Yeah. Like, he had the table was on a rock, or the piano was on a rocker.
Yeah.
Nice.
They also do like trivia nights there, or they did pre pandemic.
Okay.
And it's,
okay.
you know, the hangout area for this region.
Yeah. Mm. Very cool. Yeah.
They also have the Old Man Island flagship pool, which is kind of Tom Sawyer themed. And then they have five smaller pools for a quieter atmosphere. I love how they always call them quiet pools. Instead of just like, so you don't have to take your car to get to the pool.
Right.
Like, it's not a quiet pool. It's just that you're so far away from the main building that they were going to give you a pool over here.
And they're so much smaller that, like, they can only have so many people in them. It's almost,
if they didn't have them, the flagship pool would be overrun.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So that that whole and this is stuff I didn't know because I was again have never been on the property. That pool, like that island, the Old Man Island, has like other like just it's like kind of like a green space like there is in the middle of Caribbean Beach. I didn't know that was there. So you can actually like there's like other just kind of green space and areas to be plus this whole pool area and it's all it's like all kind of Tom Sawyer themed. I thought that was really
so. Is it kind of like the island just in the middle of Magic Kingdom? Where it's its own little play space in the in the middle of the water.
I don't think it's nearly as elaborate.
Obviously.
But it's kind of, that's my understanding is it's kind of got a I don't know, it's kind of the theme. It looked very nice from the few pictures I saw.
Yeah.
That's
then there are a couple extra activities. So I know we talked about the horse-drawn carriage. At French Quarter as well, you can do the beignet run occasionally. Now, I'm not sure how big. I think it's probably like a 3K, let's be honest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But at the end, you get a free beignet!
That's kind of nice.
That's
I feel like
wonderful.
The beignet is not actually
listen,
free.
I do enough walking at Disney, I will buy my beignet.
Hey, I'm sorry. I've walked 10 miles in a day at
Does
Disney.
Does that count?
I get my own beignet. Thank you very much.
And then I know that there's also at Riverside they offer cane pole fishing.
Oh, that's
so
exciting.
They give you a stick and they have a string and a hook on it and then they give you and you can't even like reel it in or anything. It's literally just lifting the stick up and down, but it's stick fishing.
Wow.
That you can get there.
That's interesting.
And then can't you also rent, like, smaller boats and stuff there, too?
Yeah, it sounds like Riverside has a little marina situation, mm-hmm. whereas apparently there used to be one at French Quarter, but again, in 2001, they ditched it. Back to beignets for just a second. I actually had one there.
Oh, I remember that.
Yes.
Yeah, they're delicious.
Yeah, they're really good. But see, the thing is, the Mickey-shaped ones, I can't have.
That's true.
And so they, we walked out with my mom and I, because she's like, I love beignets. And I'm like, well, I will follow you, because at least I'll hear what you think of the beignet, because mm-hmm. like, I have a podcast.
You're such a good son.
Yeah. Well, you know, they also, like, maybe paid for that room, so, you know, it's worth it. So she walked up, and I'm like, well, I probably can't have them because I have, you know, a peanut allergy, and I just don't. And he's like, oh, well, hold on. He's like, we have, like, a fresh fryer that's, like, doesn't have anything else in it, and it's fine. You just need to give us, like, 15 minutes. We'll get that going, and we'll do some just normal beignets that aren't going to be Mickey-shaped. And I'm like, sweet.
What?
So they made me, like, two.
That's
just, like,
awesome.
They were fresh. They were hot. Like, you couldn't hold them. They were so hot. It was really good.
Nice.
It was really good. So
Did you get the extra dipping sauces, too? You were just so excited for the dough?
No, those weren't safe.
Oh.
They couldn't make those
safe. In my opinion, they tainted the beignet anyway.
I thought the beignet was so fresh that
it's
didn't need it. It was
so
good.
I mean, you're covered in powdered sugar.
Yeah, that's all you need.
I looked like I had, like, a drug problem.
But that's when you know you have a good beignet.
Exactly.
I did love that also, as far as transportation goes from there, that you can take the boat to Disney Springs. Because it's such, like, when you get back at night and you're just tired, it's uh-huh. so nice to just be like, oh, I don't have to wait for a bus. The boat's just going back and forth. You can go right to Disney Springs to hang out. That was really fun.
Yeah.
I appreciated that about this.
Yeah, but anywhere else you wanted to go, you'd still have to take
the
bus.
Yeah.
But
Disney Springs is open later than most other places.
And they have, and I've noticed, the places where you do need to take buses that aren't a value resort, the buses still come pretty frequently.
Moderate resorts, I think, have the best bus service. Because I feel like the lower price resorts, you're getting what you're paid for. The higher price resorts, well, you have other options for, you know, transportation, so the bus is going to take a bit. Like, every time a place
you're
stuck.
Heyo!
Every time I stay at Boardwalk and I have to go or come back, oh, really, it's more coming back mm-hmm. from a park mm-hmm. or from Disney Springs. I'm just like, where is this bus? I've seen two for another hotel. And it's just something about, you know.
As far as the bus situation goes, I highly recommend staying at French Quarter, because that's the first stop before they go over to Riverside, because they are the same bus.
Yes.
You're not going to have two separate buses for each of these sections.
Right.
So if you want to be able to get on the bus, stay at French Quarter.
That has changed, though, because when I stayed there, Riverside did not... I mean, French Quarter did not share
maybe
a bus.
You know what? I think they did change it. I remember this now, because that was when we stayed there in 2019.
Yeah, because that was one of the nicest parts. It's like, there's only one bus stop. I'm not stopping anywhere else.
Yeah.
It was really
French
nice.
French Quarter is kind of the best you can do for moderates.
Yeah.
It really is, like, the weird moderate crown jewel
of
Disney. Yeah, for sure.
Whenever anybody asks me for the first time where they want to stay...
Mm-hmm.
I'm always like, if you don't want to spend a ridiculous amount of money, mm-hmm. stay at French Quarter.
French Quarter,
yeah, because it's also normally the cheapest of the two as well.
Yeah,
For some reason, it's almost always cheaper than Riverside that I've stayed there.
And I don't get it.
You don't have to walk as far to the lobby.
You don't have the crowd.
Don't
you don't
have
the noise.
And the pool is
you
still
don't have
perfectly
a
adequate.
A sit-down restaurant.
Right, but you can get on the boat to Disney Springs.
Yeah.
I almost said Downtown Disney. I'm
fine. I so rarely eat at a hotel I'm staying at anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Then,
I know. Yeah. I know. Unless it's Animal Kingdom, and then I will go
from
to
Santa
Sonoma
Riviera,
twice.
That is the...
That is fair. That is fair.
This trip, you will try it.
Oh, man. I tell you what, this is super off topic. The Riviera breakfast that my dad and I had that last day, and we were like, why didn't we do this the entire time?
They have a chicken sandwich at lunch and dinner. It is one of the best things. I've ordered it twice, and
I'm
going
to need to try
before.
It.
It's so good. Yeah, that was worth it. It was really good. Anyway.
We're going to be right off of the Skyliner,
I know.
So there's nothing stopping
us.
Fine. But we should stop talking about our trip that's in nine days.
We're fine.
Not that we're counting.
Not that anyone.
But it's
going to
be the podcast trip, so all three of us at the same time.
It's going to be pretty exciting.
The podcast trip and Mike.
And Mike.
He's an honorary podcast person.
That's pretty funny.
Because he's just as addicted. And he's and he's married to you.
Yes. Yeah.
He's got a better radio voice than me, so it's...
Well, he was in radio for many years, so...
Makes sense.
Anyways, on that note, I think I should wrap this up.
Yeah, fair enough.
This has been WD Carousel of Podcast. My name's Crystal.
I'm Ian.
And I'm Laurel.
And we hope you have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. Just a dream away.